Thank you and good afternoon. At just after 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, a group of three small wildfires ignited along Highway 169 near Martin's Ferry Road, northwest of Wichpeck, and the latest update from CAL FIRE indicates that crews have two of the three wildfires contained. Named the Tully Fire, the series of wildfires have burned 440 acres of land and has destroyed at least one structure. The largest of the three fires remains at zero containment, however, as it burns near the Capel Creek drainage. An evacuation order is in place for residents south of Capel Creek, and a Red Cross shelter has been opened at the Hoopa neighborhood facility. Meanwhile, fire crews are also out in the China Creek area in southern Humboldt as they battle a fire that has burned one structure and has threatened other neighboring houses. CAL FIRE has ground units on scene, and they used an aircraft to deploy fire retardant. The Humboldt County Coroner's Office has identified the woman found dead at her home in Redway last week as 52-year-old Stephanie Faye Gaboy. Responding to what was initially reported as a suicide, the sheriff's office responded to Gaboy's residence on Redway Drive last Wednesday and found her lying on the ground dead from a gunshot wound. Further investigation at the scene determined that Gaboy's death was not a suicide, but in fact a homicide. No suspects have been identified as the homicide investigation continues. January 5th was the first day the Eureka Police Department's vehicle abatement team began towing vehicles that were abandoned throughout the city. The vehicle abatement team consists of local volunteers, and today, the volunteer team towed their 200th abandoned vehicle near the 100 block of 2nd Street. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills took time to recognize the accomplishments of the volunteer team, saying that they have the heart to get the job done and done correctly, and they have the will to see Eureka improve and become the great city it is. The team consists of Debbie Brantley, Dave Startair, and Roger Miller, and they have given more than 400 hours of volunteer service. The Arcata Fire District is in the midst of their volunteer firefighter recruitment campaign, and it will culminate with a public information meeting on Thursday night. Those interested in volunteering have until September 2nd to submit applications, and finalists will be appointed in December. Then the new recruits must complete 150 hours of training to become operational firefighters. The information meeting will be held at the downtown Arcata Fire Station on 9th Street at 6 o'clock. With the academic year starting up, this is usually the time where students buy supplies and other items in preparation, and local agencies have also assisted by making donations to students who are most in need. Every year, local employees at the Humboldt County Division of St. Joseph's Health donate new backpacks filled with the grade appropriate school supplies to students, and this year, they donated close to 100 new backpacks to students out of Blue Lake, Lolita, Riodel, as well as Willow Creek. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back. After this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has state legislature news.
State Senator Mike McGuire has been a supporter of the resumption of the state payments in lieu of taxes program to timber-rich counties. And now his bill, SB 1188, which passed easily in the Senate and which was approved by the Assembly last week, sits on the governor's desk awaiting a decision. The bill would change the language in the state code that would require state fish and wildlife to pay counties like Humboldt pill payments each year. Currently, those payments are not required to be paid, and it's left a dent in the budgets of counties like Humboldt, Del Norte, and Mendocino. If signed by the governor, it would mean hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue for Humboldt and surrounding counties.
Thank you, Dan. In Del Norte County, the sheriff's office is asking the public for any information regarding four teenagers who have been identified as suspects in a string of recent vandalism incidents in Crescent City. Any business or private property owner who may have surveillance video of the areas near the vandalism sites last week is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Humboldt County Elections Office will be moving from its location on 8th Street, and they will relocate to 6th Street at the Humboldt Business Plaza off of Highway 101 beginning next Monday. The new location will allow visitors far easier access to parking and services, and will house the entire office on one floor. The new office space will also make it far easier to pick up and drop off election equipment. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.